coming up next, this woman has the coolest name I have ever seen for a business. And I thought, why didn't I think of that? I'm creative. Coming up next is Marie Mack. What's happening, Marie? How you doing?
Hi. Good. Holy moly, my friend. I saw the list of the speakers for today, and I was a little freaked out. Like, am I supposed to be here? I don't know.
Of course you're supposed to be here. What is wrong with you?
Hi. How are you holding up? Oh, my gosh.
I am holding up just great. I am fine. It's like, this is fun. You know, if my mother said, it's one thing this child can do is talk. So, you know, I'm doing this at home. It's like, my son-in-law is coming over to babysit the dogs later. Yeah, this is my life. This is
all
my
good.
Life.
It's all good stuff.
So I want to talk about the name of your business because I kind of teased to it. Yeah. You have the coolest name, Cup to Close.
Yes.
Talk to me about that. Where did the name come from and what do you do with your business?
Yeah. So first, Cup to Close. When I sat down and I'm like, okay, I'm going to be an online entrepreneur. What am I going to do? How am I going to help people? What do I want the vibe to be? I just thought about a coffee shop and I was like, what do people do? What do entrepreneurs do? What do small business owners do? They go grab a cup of coffee, they sit down, they work through some things with people, and then they close their day. So when I put together my name, I said, first cup to close, that's what it's going to be. I hope that it comes out and it makes sense to other people because it's just about, you know, hanging out with people that you love and hoping that, you know, through the day you can create some really amazing, impactful things inside of your business together. And so first cup to close came out and that's kind of what I've been with for the last 7 years now. So.
And who's your target market? I mean, cup to close could be bakeries. It could be entrepreneurs. It could be doctors. I mean, everybody pretty much starts with a cup and is trying to close on something today. So who's your target market?
Ideally, we work with online coaches. So we work with a lot of online business coaches, a lot of online women coaches primarily. So our target market is all about those women who are making amazing things happen inside of the online world. And we sit down with them and we just say, hey, what are we going to do together? How can we make things happen? Whether it's the close of your day, whether it's the close of a deal, whether it's the close of an event online, we just sit there, we work through it together and hope that we can bring some expertise to it, bring some calm to the storm that is creation online, that is getting your name out there online. So first cup to close is all about putting those things together. Primarily we work with online business owners. So
now you didn't start as an entrepreneur. This is not something that, you know, you just got up when you were like 10, like me, and said, I'm going to start a business. You actually have a military career, correct?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I do. So I have a background as a Black Hawk helicopter pilot. And it's so funny because just as we got on, I don't know if you could hear it outside, but we live right outside of DC and we're right on a flight path for Black Hawk helicopters. So just a second ago, you saw like a shadow come by that was a Black Hawk helicopter flying over my house. I'm consistently reminded that my Blackhawks are out there and they love me. But yeah, I started as a Blackhawk helicopter pilot in my life and then just took all of that organization and planning and like, how do we make things happen in an efficient way? And then bundled it all up to be an entrepreneur. And that was about, 2014, I think I started doing all that. So.
Okay, before we go any further, I got to pop this up. Ashley Price says, hey, girl, hey. So I wanted to make sure you saw that.
Oh, my sweet Ashley. I love her. Hello, my friend.
Now, you don't shift. I mean, I'm prior military as well. I'm Navy. I didn't do anything as cool as being a Black Hawk helicopter pilot, but I have always wanted my helicopter's license. And my family keeps telling me, no, I'm not going to get it. But I may sneak off and go take some classes after hanging out with you.
Yes.
Now, how do you shift from, because you're a mom, right? Yeah. So how do you shift from military, your husband's military, to, you know, Black Hawk helicopter pilot? I know you've got amazing stories to tell. I have to have you come on. We start talking with veterans and share these old battle stories to, I'm going to create a business, cup to close. How did that happen? How did that transition happen?
Yeah, absolutely. So I was a Black Hawk helicopter pilot, married my husband, absolutely love it. You know, that happens a lot with us military people. And we had our son. He's absolutely amazing. He's 10 now, but he was about 6 months old and we both came up on deployment orders. And we were supposed to go to Iraq at the same time around 2010. So, any military people out there, you understand Iraq in 2010, that was a thing. And we just decided, you know, I think that it's best that one of the parents stays home. So I resigned my commission at that time. I'm looking at my shift, like, okay, I have these kids. I have a son and a daughter. We homeschool full time. They're sitting out there. I had to lock the door because I was like, listen, I got a thing. 15 minutes, just give me a couple minutes. So they're out here. And I'm moving through this career thinking, like, what do I have now that I'm done with this? But I'm a full-time mom, I'm homeschooling full-time, and I still want to serve a community. So I just went through all of my assets that I had, and I found that a lot of online entrepreneurs didn't have that time on target kind of thing. They knew that they wanted to get to the end goal, whatever that was, but they didn't know the steps to get there. So I just took everything that I had, started working with a couple people saying, hey, we can make this happen. Yeah, big dream you've got. We can do that. Absolutely, friend. But we're going to do it one step at a time. And this is how we're going to do it. So I put all my stuff together and then created this business around it. And First Cup to Close came out. And it just kind of is settled in that. And it's a really beautiful place because it takes the expertise of my team and it takes the expertise of those that are out there. And we're finding that we're finishing goals. You know, people have these amazing, amazing online goals, but if you don't have the path to get there, a lot of times they fall flat. So that's where our First Cup to Close comes in. And kind of the transition between, you know, a full-time military person, into a military wife, into a full-time mom, into an online business. But my drive was to stay home with my kids. And how am I going to do that? I got to do something online. And now this business here, being all online, means that we're location independent. There we go. And we get to be home with our kids full time, which is absolutely amazing. So two things all about it, and then serve some amazing people online.
So with homeschooling, how are you balancing your business and homeschooling? A lot of people, schools are starting to open up again. I think I heard that in Nevada, we've got like 70% of the kids are back in class at some point of the day. But how are you balancing your business and kids, especially small kids? Don't they, you know, want to run in and hug? Don't they want to come in and talk? Don't they, you know, how are they understanding that mommy is working right now, but she's right down the hall in that door? How are you doing that?
So we do a lot of stuff on the weekends. I do a lot of my part-time job is my homeschool job. So believe it or not, I have a whole plan that I put together on Sunday. And
Of course
I
you do.
send, of course I do. And my kids are amazing. You know, they've always been homeschool kids. I know that was not the fact for a lot of people that had to move into the online homeschooling world. But we put together a plan as a family. We know that on Sundays we're going to review that plan. I have every day laid out on what they need to do as far as schoolwork goes. We use some online classes. We use a OutSchool. I'll just go ahead and give a little shout out. OutSchool is amazing. There's some amazing teachers on there doing some different kind of classes. We use that. But my big thing is that I want to be here. And yes, I do have interviews. And yes, there is a time where I have to say, hey, listen, I got a thing, and that's important. But at any time, all of my clients know, hey, a kid might come in and we might need to have a hug and it's okay. Give us 30 seconds. We're going to have this conversation with my 10-year-old. He's important just as much as anybody else. And I think that kind of gives a reality to what life is, right? Like, we're not all independent of the fact that we have kids and we have a life, and I have a dog that at any moment can start barking, and that's
I've got three.
okay. Yeah. But that's who we are, right? And we want our people who are working with us to understand, you know, this is who we are, and we're going to keep moving forward and going to keep doing stuff. But in the midst of that, we still enjoy life. And so I could totally take my business into a corporate space and I could close everything off and I could be in a sterile environment. Or I could know that, you know, after this call, I get to go have a snack with my kids. We're going to sit down and review their math, and just say, hey, how was the last class that you did? And I think it's just a matter of knowing what your limits are as a parent and as a business owner. I'm intentionally don't have any business meetings on Wednesdays. I don't want to. I want to be with my kids, and we take time when we go to, you know, when things start opening up, we're at museums or at parks or whatever. And so it's the quality of life that I wanted to create with First Cup to Close, was to be able to have the kids in part of that. But again, it took time. It takes a lot of conversation, and they're just as much a part of our business as anybody else that's working with us. So
before I let you get out of here, because you know this 15 minutes is going like
goes by fast,
with everybody. Right? It goes really, really fast. You have to come back on the show and hang out with us and all that kind of stuff, and we'll really
absolutely
get in.
Friend.
But as a prior, you know, military myself, you know, a lot of our brothers and sisters have issues just trying to from one side of the military to being in the civilian world and adapting. You know, how did you do that? I mean, you're a helicopter pilot. I know you saw some very interesting things, and one day we'll get into that, I hope. You know, and then you come home and you're watching them fly by and you're not in them. How did you make that transition from one side to the other?
Well, I think I shift my focus, right? Everything in life is about, what are we focusing on? It's worth, right? A lot of times it's like, what am I doing in life to make a difference? And at one point, making a difference was flying Black Hawk helicopters. Now my shift in life is creating two amazing homeschool human beings. My shift in life is to impact as many people as I can inside of my business. So when I shifted my focus and said, you know, I still have a lot of things I can give. I don't have to be in the military to be able to make a really big thing happen in my life. And so by shifting my focus and saying, if I get up every single day and I do the best for my kids and I do the best for my husband and I do the best I can for my clients, I'm making an impact in the world. It completely just shifted the way that I was thinking between saying, you know, am I still worthy? Because a Black Hawk helicopter, that's really hard to top in life, you know? And so making this next thing happen and seeing the joy in my client's life when I'm sitting down with them and we have an amazing strategy session and we have the plan and it's working and it's like, oh, sales are coming in because of it. All of that comes together and you just get that same kind of high and excitement that happened when you're flying by in a Black Hawk helicopter. So,
well, you're the best. You're awesome. I'm so excited to know you. I know that, yes, you know, ma'am. We're going to do a few cups to closes coming up. And I hope you'll come back on and we can sit down and talk some more about some more topics. But for now, I want to thank you for carving out just a little bit of time to hang out with us for International Women's Day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Good luck. You've got a couple more and then take a break. Okay, friend?
Yeah. I've got two more. Then we go on lunch break and then we come back and do the second half. So I am here. My butt will be welded to the seat by the end of the day.
Well, you're doing fantastic. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of this group of women. Oh my gosh. Absolutely amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye, friend.